DGHT.
Drought?
Yeah.
Yes, we see it in every paper we pick up,
yeah,
and we hear it on the radio and
yeah,
see it on television, and we know we're in a drought.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know it.
Yeah. It's bad. When it's like this, you might turn to someone and say, you know, it has been drier than...
Well, I don't know how dry it would be, but I wouldn't say what you might think I might say.
Okay, just wondered. Would you say it's been, you know, drier than...
Hades?
Was that probably something you'd say? I know some people back home would say it's been drier than all get out.
Well, a lot of people would say that here.
Okay. What? How do they say it? They say it's been...
Drier than all get out.
Okay.
It's drier than I ever remember.
Okay.
It isn't drier yet than I remember. Because we've had some pretty bad years in our married life.
Some bad dry spells.
Mm-hmm. Just some real dry spells.
Okay. When you in the wintertime, when you go out and you exhale, what do you call that you can see?
Call it your breath.
Okay. And when you inhale, what do you call that? That whole process of in and breathe of going in and out.
Breathing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there different types of cultivated grasses that you might have had around the ranch? You grew.
Yes.
What kinds were there?
Well, we had brome grass and timothy grass. Those kids are carrying a fishing pole. I mean.
Going fishing.
Either going or has been. Mm-hmm. Let's see, brome grass and orchard grass and timothy. Isn't timothy a grass? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the... And then there's the cheat grass that is a pest.
Mm.
I think I've named just about all the grasses.
Do you have a name for things that might come up that weren't cultivated, you didn't plant, that just came up on their own?
Weeds.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And... What about useful kinds of things that might come up on their own that you didn't plant or you may not have planted that year, but they came up? Yep.
Well, I suppose sometimes I have known of potatoes to come up if they stayed in the ground over winter.
Do you ever call them volunteer?
Volunteer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what are some of the local trees that someone might find around here?
The ones that nature put here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's the pinyon and the pine and the spruce and the aspen and the cottonwood, the willows, and the ones that people put here are Chinese elm. That is quite a pest but makes a beautiful shade tree. And there's American elm.
Do you have one that's spelled S-Y-C-A-M-O-R-E?
Sycamore?
Yeah.
I don't know whether we have sycamore or not.
Okay. You mentioned aspen. Are there other names that people in Colorado might call an aspen? Sometimes I've heard of another
name. Yes, there's another name. And what is it? Quaken aspen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a whole bunch of trees that are together in one place. What do you call that?
Well, I guess a forest.
Okay. Ever call it a grove?
Yes.
Is that different than a forest?
Well, it's not as big.
Okay.
Not as many trees in it.
Okay. All right. And bushes that people might plant around their house that are smaller. They're kind of scrub bushes that are nice looking. What would you call those?
Well, they have these little trees,
uh-huh,
if that's what you're thinking,
mm-hmm,
of, that are like little cedar trees, and
mm-hmm,
they grow,
mm-hmm,
like bushes around.
Okay.
And then they plant rose bushes, and they plant spirea, and they plant snowball and lilacs. And
okay.